Domine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." This first reading from the Acts of the Apostles on this Easter Sunday of 2021 is a beautiful reminder that he has given the world witnesses of all that he has done, that the method by which God would reveal his saving power to the world would be to choose a people, a person who would witness the fact that God is present in this world in such a way that that person would then share that with those that they meet. It's been a 2,000-year history since the events that we read about in our scripture passage today. But today we celebrate the truth of this historical event, but an event that happens again today through the church. What happened to the disciples was they became other Christs in this world. And they went on into their world and into their circumstances. And God chose other men and women, children, people of various circumstances to meet the Spirit of Christ in those disciples and to witness the healings and the power of the Holy Spirit come upon people in another age. And then they became witnesses and spoke about the ways in which meeting these people changed them. These people who spoke of the presence of Christ as the one who really was doing this work. Pope Francis, at the beginning of his pontificate, said in a homily, "Remember your Galilee." And these words recall us back to Peter's words. He proceeded to speak, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee. For you know what has happened all over the world in 2021. And it goes all of the way back to Galilee. The Holy Spirit and the power of God healing those that have been oppressed because God has been with them. Each of us, however, have a Galilee all our own. A moment that the Easter newness was revealed. A time when our baptism blossomed. Maybe a moment when a stone of a power not of ourselves rolled away. That newness is what my life consists of today now. But I still struggle with the burdens and the doubts and the difficulties that go with being a human being on a journey. Even though my stone was rolled away, I still need to be renewed again. I keep a photograph of a treatment center that I was in almost 17 years ago. It's of a room filled with chairs, walls that feel very much like an institution, lighting that is not what you would desire for a place that was to bring people light and life. But I keep that photograph because it's a reminder to me that at a time that I never could have expected, a surprising grace was given to me that I would meet this living Spirit of God and a power that would change my heart. A voice that I would hear that would call me by name. In that moment, something blossomed. This is what we witness to at Easter. A reminder to all of us that there is no one without hope since the day the stone first rolled away. And for those of us who have walked from the tomb Even when we need this gift of Easter, to let that fragrance of the lilies and the solemnity of Easter Mass and the joy of Jesus help us recall our own Galilee once again. I pray that you might see in these days a joy in a family member, a moment at Mass, a time in silent prayer, that you are able to recall back to the moment when you first experientially knew the love of God, your Galilee. And then look upon all the miraculous things that have happened since that day and all of the ways in which you have been a witness to other people in this world. For God has chosen you, just as he spoke of choosing those first disciples in the Acts of the Apostles, our first reading today. A happy Easter to you and to all of the people that you love. Alleluia, alleluia.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's sushipe.co. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.